Thank you, Mr. President, and a very warm welcome to Ambassador Leti Tuitmai. First of all, thank you to the UK for the readout on the recent meeting of the NPT nuclear weapons states in London. We really appreciate the efforts ahead of the NPT review conference and the transparency shown by these briefings. I recall that China did a similar briefing after the Beijing meeting last year. This is good practice, which we encourage you to continue. Mr. President, your statement is probably one of the most sensible things I have heard in the CD since arriving 3 years ago. Strong P6+2 coordination continues under your leadership. We welcomed your statement last Friday that consultations would continue on the package presented under Algeria's exemplary presidency, because this is a group effort. This level of continuity is new for the CD and a welcome development in the way we work. We appreciate and support the extensive consultations you are undertaking this week to reach consensus on the package. We applaud the sense of responsibility with which you approach the conference's duty to establish its programme of work at the beginning of its annual session, according to Rule 28 of the Rules of Procedure. This is the conference's responsibility, and we call on all CD members to play a positive role in getting the CD back to work, starting with the adoption of a programme of work. There are consequences for the conference and for the credibility of multilateral arms control if we do not seize the opportunity presented by the hard work of you and the rest of the P6 team. I recall your comment that the CD urgently needs a dose of common sense. This is really a wake-up call that we do ourselves and this institution a disservice if we do not act. Thank you.